You sure? Zero drew a diagram in the dirt. Stanley still wasn't sure. We need to go this way, Zero said, first drawing a line on the map and then heading that way himself. Stanley followed. It didn't feel right to him, but Zero seemed sure. Sometime in the middle of the afternoon, a cloud drifted across the sky and blocked out the sun. It was a welcome relief. Once again, Stanley felt that destiny was on his side. Zero stopped and held out his arm to stop Stanley too. Listen, Zero whispered. Stanley didn't hear anything. They continued walking very quietly, and Stanley began to make out the faint sounds of Camp Green Lake. They were still too far away to see the camp, but he could hear a blend of indistinct voices. As they got closer, he occasionally could hear Mr. Sir's distinctive bark.
Stanley and Zero heard a blend of indistinct voices. Let's look at that word, indistinct. Stanley and Zero could hear voices, but they couldn't tell whose voices they were hearing. So indistinct means unclear or fuzzy. Here's another thing I noticed. Zero seems to be feeling better. He's alert and observant. He corrected Stanley when he made a wrong turn, and then he noticed the voices before Stanley heard anything. They would have gotten totally lost in the desert if Stanley were navigating. Let's finish page 196. Start again with the second-to-last paragraph, which begins, "They walked slowly and quietly."
They walked slowly and quietly, aware that sounds travel in both directions. They approached a cluster of holes. "Let's wait here until they go in," said Zero.